Gathered together as a family, boundless one, lifting up our voices to the King of Kings. And we cry, Abba, Father, holy is your name. We cry, Abba, Father, holy is your name. Amen. So we continue a celebration that we've started. Well, let me see, when did we start? Oh yeah, the beginning of 2018. We've been celebrating and we will continue to celebrate, right? Every week we'll do something to celebrate. This time we are celebrating, let me see, what can we celebrate today? Liberty, yeah, okay, that's right.
Freedom.
Yeah, freedom. We can celebrate freedom. We can celebrate the fact that we're here, right? Last week we were celebrating Pentecost, and I guess that's a part of a birthday for the church. And this weekend we have Memorial Day. And I would like not only to celebrate it with barbecues, which is the typical thing, right? But also with memory, and consider again the sacrifices that many have done in our behalf for our nation. We will read today in Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 17, and we have it. Good. So let's read together. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, dear Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Let us join you in what you're doing. Amen. I want to greet, this person just came in. He's hiding in the back, but I know him. In the back is Lauren. Would you please stand, Lauren? Lauren is one of the new church starts that is happening in Thornton, and he's also a minister of the Disciples of Christ Church. We welcome you today. Thank you for being here with us. What courage does it take to be led? Whether it is in service to our country or in service to God, it takes courage. It takes a decision to say, Lord, here I am. And I'll go straight to the point of the sermon today with a question. Has anybody here been without power? Okay. Go ahead. Everyone. You know, when we don't have electricity in our home, and I understand that some of you even grew up without electricity, I'm sure, right? That experience is true. There was a time where there was no electricity, but now we're used to it, right? And whenever electricity is absent, something happens in our psyche. I mean, all of a sudden we go to the coffee maker, don't we? Right? And on the way, we should realize, oh, wait a minute, time out. Something's happening here. I don't have power to make coffee. It's sort of, you know, it elicits some unusual behavior. There's this man who was saying that after the power went out, he went to the switch box, right, to where the breakers are, and he started flipping switches. And he would flip this one and flip the other, and nothing would happen. But he kept flipping switches. It doesn't make any sense, right? There's no power in the whole neighborhood, but he was like still trying. It's strange. When the power goes out, we sometimes go out of our way to do things just that are the normal things, but we don't realize what's happening. Because even though the things that do make perfect sense, we don't really click into the reality. It makes sense that you want to make coffee, right? Or tea. But we don't realize that something has happened. And it takes some time for our minds to catch up to that. So what if you want to read something, right? You go and flip the switch. You might do that, but then realize there's no power. These are logical things. But in the context of change, they take on a different aspect. Now, I wanted you to think about the people in Puerto Rico. Not because I'm from there, but because they've been without power for 8 months. Some of them. And you see, it takes time for you to adjust and connect with the new reality. Initially, people were freaking out. Now, I'm sure after 8 months, it becomes sort of the norm. So here we are celebrating Pentecost, and we celebrate that initiation or the beginning of the body of believers. And it may serve us well to consider that we are functioning, as I would say, in a perpetual power outage. You see, the way that things were, are no longer. What we are used to is no longer true. And even though we might be used to operate with the power grid, which is analogous to the flesh, right? We no longer function with that framework. And it takes courage to face that reality. It takes courage to venture into the unknown and operate under the new, under the Spirit. And although it sounds terrible, it may be terrible to see yourself operating in the darkness. But there's another way to see this. There's a preacher teacher that I've heard several times. His name is Tony Evans. Anybody know him? Yeah, maybe you heard some of his teaching in the radio. And he writes in his book, The Fire That Ignites, about the experience of his wife right after they got married. It went to New York to do some ministry over there. And just 1 week after they had been married, as they were there staying in a church, the phone rings, and Tony Evans' wife picks up the phone, and she hears on the phone the person saying, "May I speak to Mrs. Evans?" And she says, "Yes, hang on a second, I'll find her for you," and puts the phone down and walks out to the church to figure out where Mrs. Evans is. Until it dawned on her. Oh, wait a minute. That's me. You see, this is sort of what happens in our lives. Something has happened with our relationship to the Creator, but it sometimes doesn't really click. So the relationship with the Spirit of God is sort of that, like that. You know, we're in this. Things are not the same. And though we may still try to operate under the previous mode, our old selves, whether we're depending on the electric grid or whether it has to do with our identity and how we see ourselves, we are now different. And we are in a different realm. And you see, that's what happened in Pentecost. Things changed. Things changed. And 2,000 years after that event, we're still trying. We're still figuring this out. Now, perhaps Robert Hodge, who is a pastor in a Presbyterian church in Baltimore, he says, perhaps this is why Paul frequently repeats this no longer, quote unquote, reality. We are, quote, free from the law of sin and death. Verse 2 of chapter 8. We no longer, quote, walk according to the flesh. Verse 4. We do not set our minds on the flesh. Verse 6. You're not in the flesh. I mean, do you hear that? You hear that? He's hammering this point over and over and over again. We are not debtors to the flesh, verse 12. And we do not fall back into fear, verse 15. If the Spirit of Christ dwells in us, then those switches and outlets which fueled our old identity have gone, utterly dead. There's no power there. Do we realize that? I mean, I would say right there, hallelujah, because I'm not dependent on the grid. Now, being in darkness is not easy, is it? Have you tried to walk on the hallway of your house when there's no lights in the middle of the night and there's something in the way? What happens? You see, it's scary. But Paul says, do not fall back into fear. I'll repeat how he starts that chapter. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. We're free. But it doesn't mean that it's comfortable. We're free, but it doesn't mean that it's easy. Right? We're free, but it doesn't mean that will live. It might mean death. It is that scary. I would say, you know, I don't know what you're going through, really, beloved. I just can't imagine. There's many of you that are going through difficulties, trials, things that are manifesting themselves in your families. And as we've heard with some of us here, there are very serious situations, darkness that may be very real. And I just want to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged to remember that God is with us. There is this person named Christ that when we are in Christ, we are His. Now, do you realize that? Do you know what that spirit of adoption is all about? It's like a restaurant that has changed administration, right? It may look the same. They may use the same plates, but something is different. And it's real. Now, whatever you're going through may be difficult, way beyond description. But remember, the Spirit of God is leading. The Spirit of God is leading you. And it takes courage to be led. It takes a decision. Lauren, you're here, man, so I'm going to pick on you. Lauren came to speak with me some time ago. He says, you know, I'm interested in seeing new churches developed in this way. And I says, cool. So am I. And we had a little chat. A year, right, was it? A year after Loring is working it. Now, it is unknown. There's a lot of things that are unknown on the way. There are a lot of things that we don't realize that are going to be in the way. But when we have made the decision to go through it, then we can have peace in the middle of the mess. That's for you too, brother. Because we do not know what the future holds. Right?
Right.
We don't know what success looks like. And it's not only in endeavors like that, but even in our lives, we really do not know. The question is, do we have faith? The one that has adopted us does know. And can we take it on? I said it's scary. It's scary not knowing whether our loved ones will live or perish. It's scary. We don't know whether our financial situation may be resolved. It's scary. You don't know whether these relationships are going to end up where we want them to. That's scary. But God told Joshua, hey Joshua, be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land. Right? There's always a promise for us. As believers, be strong and courageous. Only, he says, only be strong and courageous. Being careful to act according in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it, from right hand to the left, so you may be successful wherever you go." I'm telling you, that's quite a challenge, isn't it? Now, Paul says in Ephesians 6:10, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers," which we do not see, because they are powers of this present darkness. Did you hear that? "Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." There's a struggle going on. And you know what? It may look dark. It may look dark. But the power of the Spirit of God, the power of the Spirit of God will lead you on. No matter what happens. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Come on, people. That was it. That was it. I mean, I don't know.
Do it again.
I would have jumped. Okay, let's do it again. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
Amen.
Amen. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, "Abba, Father," Dad, it's the Spirit bearing witness. I don't know if you can hear it, people. Please. Whatever it is that you're going through, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Because if you are led by the Spirit, you will see God's great hand manifest and give you peace in those places where there's no peace to be found. Because he is the only one that can do it for us. Amen. Now, can we sing this song? While they get ready, we're going to pray. Father, we are here. And there's, even on a sunny, shiny day, so much darkness. It peaks its head here and there, and we may still be used to using the power grid. And again, we just pray, Lord, that you may enable us to function in the Spirit. Give us that courage to be led by you in everything that we do, in every situation that we are, and to whomever we come in contact with. Amen. Amen.